Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back expounding on faith. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Oh, it's so good. Don't miss any of the broadcasts. Don't miss them. Go back and listen to them over and over again till you get how to walk and live by faith. And the thing is, George, you don't ever arrive. You just keep growing.
Right.
You keep feeding yourself. You keep getting revelation.
Yep.
Keep saying things and they come to pass. And so you can't quit on faith. You can't say, okay, I'm going to study faith for a year and then I'm through with faith.
No. Move on to something else.
Faith is something you got to maintain every day.
We walk by faith. We live by faith.
We have an enemy who kills and steals and destroys, tries to do that to us every day. But we have a Savior who saves us
every day. Praise God.
But He works by faith.
Yes.
So if we'll keep our faith, we'll keep our lives.
That's right.
We'll keep our blessing. We'll keep our families intact. It's vital.
That's right. And you know, walking by faith is a major key to walking in prosperity.
Oh,
you can't walk in
Well, you know, people prosper in the natural.
Yeah.
But then they're not blessed in the natural.
Right. Right.
You know, what does the Bible say? Money's the root of all evil, the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have so much money and you can love it, but nothing good comes of it.
Right, exactly.
Only bad.
Exactly.
But we can be prosperous.
Yes, we can.
And walk with God.
That's right. And you know,
the just shall live.
The just shall live by faith. And that's what we do, Gloria.
That's
we
right.
live by faith.
We do.
And the whole purpose of these 2 weeks that we're spending together, we're talking about bulldog faith. We're talking about coming up to a higher degree. Every one of us can come up to a higher degree of faith.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know,
there are
some things that we're believing for right now at Kenneth Copeland Ministries like we've never believed before.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a faith momentum going on here. And every one of us, no matter who we are and how long we've done this, every one of us needs to come up to a higher place in faith. We need to become even more developed than where we are in faith. And as I shared with you a few days ago, talking about comparing the development of the physical body to the spirit man, there is a limit as to how big I can get. There's a limit to how developed the muscles can be, but there is no limitation whatsoever in the realm of the spirit to how developed we can be with our faith.
That's right.
Because it's limitless.
I think you could compare it to breathing.
Well, tell me. Tell me about breathing.
Well, you know exactly how to breathe.
Yes.
But if you don't breathe, you're not going to make it.
That's so
we know
true.
What the Word said. We
yeah.
don't know exactly
oh,
what it says,
good.
But we've studied it for yep. years and years and years.
Yeah.
We know a lot of the Word of God.
Yes.
But if we don't breathe it, if we don't put it in our eyes and our ears, bring it back out our mouth, it just sits there.
You can't stop breathing.
Uh-uh. We got to breathe faith.
We got to keep breathing.
We got to breathe faith, talk faith, live faith.
Wow.
Ha.
Wow.
And then victory. What is
That's
it?
Right.
Victory. This is the victory.
This is the victory that overcomes the world,
even our faith. So that means we've got to stay sharp.
Sharp. Yeah, that's a good word.
And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. So we stay in the Word every day. I read Scriptures every day. I know you do too.
I do.
And what's more, I believe them and act on them. Think about it.
That's good, Gloria. That's exactly what we're talking about here.
We live in victory. Hallelujah.
Yes. If you want to live in that highest form of victory, then we need to develop our faith in that.
And keep it.
And keep that. And that's why,
I
had struggled with some things some years ago about our house and the living situation.
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude started to slip, and that's where the Lord caught me and said, I want you to get aggressive about your faith. I want you to develop a bulldog faith. And that's where, when we were at your house that time that we had to move in, we had to move out of one house that we were in.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You got Georgia house.
we moved in with Kenneth and Gloria. And I'm sitting at your desk in the guest room that we were in. And I basically wrote down, and this is 2002, I wrote down the foundation to this teaching on bulldog faith. And I'm seeing that right at the top, the first thing the Lord says, I want you to get more aggressive about your faith.
Absolutely.
And so bulldog faith we've learned so far is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's determined, it's persistent. There is a resolve about faith that does not give up. It doesn't quit.
That's right.
Hebrews 10 tells us that we are not of those that
back down,
that draw back, but we are of those that believe. We are of those that are of faith, and we do not back down. And also in Hebrews 11, it talks about how through faith they wrought righteousness, and they did all of these things, all of those aggressive things. Mm-hmm. The violent, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to be literally violent about taking the word.
We're not timid about it.
No, we're not.
We're forceful.
No, we're not.
It belongs to us. You read about healing. He bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases.
That's right.
That's my scripture.
That's right.
I have that. If something tries to come on my body, I go to the healing scriptures.
Amen.
And that's the main one, really. Because that just says Jesus took care of it.
Yes.
He's saying I took care of it.
Well, here's a good example. Dodie Osteen.
Yeah.
Was one who was dealing with cancer.
Yes, she was.
And she got her scriptures together and she read those scriptures every day.
She did.
She didn't do it just by rote or by, you know, reading it out of a habit. She did it because every day she was taking what belonged to her. And that was many years ago.
Yeah.
And she's still alive.
I know.
And she's still doing well. And she's still reading her scriptures every single day.
And she'll probably live to be 150.
I believe that.
Till so, Jesus comes.
You know, my question today is, how aggressive are you going to be with your faith? How more developed are you going to get with your faith? And one of the keys that Gloria and I are going to talk to you about today is walking in what I call a focused faith.
Yeah, that's good.
There is something focused about faith. Someone who is so focused that they have literally, you put blinders on, and you are so focused on the Word of God that you are not taken off to the left or to the right, but you are looking at that Word, and the harder you look at that Word and the more focused you are, the more results you're going to get. There are too many, right now with some of you that are watching, there are far too many external situations that are getting your attention and drawing you off to this side or to that side. You need to get focused on the Word today, right now.
Focused.
We need to stay focused on the Word. And the scripture that we'll look at here is James 1, verses 2 through 8. And it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience." It puts patience to work. "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire,
wanting nothing.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
That's right.
For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." So you can take that verse 8 right there.
Double-minded. You know, you're a little bit in faith and doubt and then faith and then doubt. Well, you're not stable. You're not going to be supernatural.
You're going to be pushed around by every wind, everything, every word that somebody might say to you or challenge you on your healing or your prosperity, or you're believing God for a what? That's crazy. You have to be so focused in your faith and unwavering in it. We have to take an unwavering stand because, again, verse 8, a double-minded man, a man of two minds, is unstable in all of his ways.
Yeah,
wishy-washy. Exactly. But, you know, one day we were in the dining room, over at the headquarters building, and I was having lunch with you and Kenneth, and there were some guests there that day. Well, Kenneth got up. He went to get something to drink. He had his Bible open to this chapter. And I just moseyed on over
to... Started reading the margins?
I just started reading the margins.
Did you see where he had drawn... Ken will have a good verse. He'll draw a finger.
A finger that points to it. I think he may have had a finger pointing to this one right here.
Yeah.
And he wrote there, "A single-minded man is stable in all of his ways.
Yeah, that's
single-minded.
Right. That's
single-minded on what? Single-minded on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Single-minded on the desired result and not the dreaded outcome.
Oh, I'm so thankful the Lord taught us how to live by faith.
And that's a major key. That is a major, major key. I'm looking here on our notes in verse 6, the Amplified translation, only it must be in faith that he asked with no wavering, mm-hmm. no hesitating.
See, that's single-minded.
Single-minded.
Just one mind.
One mind, no doubting. For he who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like a billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. But if you are focused on the Word and stable on the Word, then your faith is going to get stronger and stronger, and you will not be driven. You will not be pushed. The devil drives. The devil pushes. The Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit guides. The Holy Spirit directs. And so if we are single-minded, focused on the Word, and you know what, Gloria? There are some things around here, things we're believing for in the church. Brother Copeland set before us last year a challenge, and that was to believe for $300 million a year. Well, the church runs about 10%. We run about 10% of what KCM does. So we are believing for $30 million. Now, I'm encouraging pastors, you need to get up on your faith and believe God for what you need in your church. And Gloria, we are aggressively believing Amen. And focused on that. And I'm not hearing anything else. I'm not listening to anything else. I am totally focused on the fact that we will have $30 million. Kenneth Copeland Ministries will have $300 million. There's no question about it. We're not wavering.
Well, we've done it before.
And you'll do it again. And again.
God's done it before.
He's done it before. That's right.
He's done it before and He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Praise God.
Let me read a couple of my notes to you in that first section there,
this
Gloria.
This is great.
A single-minded man is stable in all of his ways. Single-minded is focused. It means to concentrate. You're here on the, we're still on the first page, right about down there.
All right. Focused.
To give total and undivided attention to, and I wrote this in point 4, Gloria, bulldog faith is laser beam focused on the desired result instead of the dreaded outcome.
That's right. You know, and I had an interesting thought. Don't let me get you too off.
Tell me. No. Go ahead.
What we learned was faith first. I mean, we operated in faith on our finances because that was our biggest problem. We weren't terminally ill or anything.
Right.
And so that was what we really learned how to believe God where the rubber meets the road, as they say. On our money situation, because in the ministry, because we went on every available voice.
Every available voice.
On radio and television, just what the Lord told us to.
Right.
So we've had some experience at this. You get I don't know what the bills used to be, $200,000 a month or $300,000 a month.
When you first began with radio,
And television before. And so we had some good, we had a challenge.
Yes.
We weren't just trying to get groceries and, you know, pay rent on a house, but now we're on. We had to go on worldwide TV, which was millions of dollars a year. And it doesn't matter whether it's buttermilk
that's true.
Or television
yes.
or radio,
yes.
food or radio or TV.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it's $10 or $100,000. It's the same operation.
That's right.
And it's supernatural.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, faith brings in the supernatural. So when you begin to believe God for your home or some big ticket item that's really a challenge, you start sowing and you start reaping and you start saying.
That's right.
And if you know, you can sow, but if you don't sow, you can sow money if you're in a situation or you're believing for something. You can sow money, believe for return, but you got to sow words with it. You can't just giving and then keeping a negative confession. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we'll ever have anything.
Yeah.
You've negated
your
seed. You've dug up your seed. Let's just say that. You planted your seed. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're believing for a home. Mm-hmm. You planted your seed. You're believing God. You continue to plant and believe God and confess that you have it, that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you decide, well, you know, I don't really believe that. I can't see that I'm getting anywhere.
That's where the wavering comes
in.
And
so then you just let it go. It's like you just give it over to the storms of life and you let it go. So it just takes faith, and it takes patience. Isn't that what don't we say faith and patience?
Yes, yes, the power twins.
Power twins.
Power twins, yeah.
Because you're believing God for something supernatural. Now, you know, we've heard lots of outlandish testimonies of how people have sown supernaturally, reaped a harvest. Yeah. And I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens in your life, like if you're believing God for safety, for protection. I mean, you can see pictures where cars are just smushed up, but those people walked away. It's faith does it.
It is, Gloria.
Whether in every area, your safety, your blessing, your increase, your car, you need a car, whatever it is.
Yes.
Faith works.
It works.
And I'm here to tell you, we've tried it all.
And I've seen it.
And it works.
The 40 years I've been here, I've seen it. That's where I have taken my training from, is watching them. Now, I wasn't here when you first started in 67, but I was here 9 years later.
Well, in 67, we were believing for our station wagon.
Right.
So you can compare that to.
But you know what?
When
I came in June of 1976, we were right on the verge of sending out a mailer to the partners. And that's when Brother Copeland had heard to go on every available voice. And we were starting with radio. And I mean, when I got there, and in that first year, we were on 300 stations. Then we were on 600 stations. And at that time, your brother Doug was in charge of the business of the ministry. And I remember sitting and talking to him and saying, we're going on 10 stations, we're going on 12 stations, we're going on 20 stations now. And I mean, it was
amazing.
Everybody was focused, totally and completely focused on the mission that we had. And I'll tell you, what's your mission? What's the mission that you have set before you? Is the mission to believe God for a new house?
Is the
mission to get out of...
Is the family focused?
Is the family focused? That's exactly right. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Is the family focused?
What are you saying? What are you seeing? You better be seeing the Word, keeping your faith going strong all the time. What are you saying? What are you focused on?
Yeah.
Are you staying with it? Or did you go 6 months and say, this is not working?
And what you say...
Don't give it up.
Don't give it up. And what you say keeps you focused. That confession of your mouth keeps you focused on the desired result that you're looking for. And we cannot confuse... We have to stay focused on our speaking. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
And we have to stay so focused on what we're saying. And so many people do not realize that. They don't make the connection between their words and the outcome of their lives.
That's right. Think about it, George. If you were if you were believing, say you and your family are believing for a car. Let's just start with a car. And you get the Bible and you stand on it and you're believing God to buy a car. And then a month goes by, and 2 months goes by, and you can't see you're making any progress.
Yeah.
What do you do? If you're smart, you let patience have her perfect.
Oh, Gloria, that's good.
It says patience makes us entire, wanting
nothing. That's good. That's
and
good.
We determine, the devil can't make me give up on what I'm believing for. He can't make me give up. He can talk me into yielding to it if I listen to him. But, of course, I know better, and you should know better, too. You stay with it, it'll manifest.
Stay with it. That's
it
what,
will manifest.
And that's what Bulldog Faith does.
That's
it stays with it. Stays with it. Let me read one more scripture here. If you would turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4.
Attend
and,
to my words.
So, what did you say?
Attend to my words.
Yes, it is attend. I thought you said 10. I thought... 10.
Yeah, you thought, no, George, attend to my words.
So, attend, Proverbs chapter 4.
That's the key. This is what you have to do to walk by faith.
This is such a great scripture when it talks about focusing.
Look at this page.
Staying focused. we have got to make this into a Bible that we can.
It's awesome.
It really is, Gloria, it really is.
Okay, where are you? 420?
420, it says, my son, attend, or you could say there, focus on my word. Incline your ear. Listen to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life unto those that find them, health to all their flesh. Now look at this in verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence.
Who does that?
That's what we do.
Pastor, keep your heart. No,
we have to keep.
Pastor keeps his own heart.
That's right.
You keep it.
That's
you
right.
You keep your heart.
With all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a forward mouth and perverse lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on.
Amen.
And let your eyelids look straight before you.
Glory
now,
to God.
The Amplified Bible says in verse 25, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose.
Hallelujah.
And let your gaze be straight ahead. So, Gloria, we have to, bulldog faith is focused on the Word. Okay. It doesn't look to
it
the
won't,
left.
It or, won't get off.
As it says here in verse 26, ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, and remove your foot from evil. So, bulldog faith is completely focused on the Word of God.
That's right. That's right.
Totally focused on
I've
the Word
got,
of God.
How much time do we have?
We have a minute.
The law of receiving I
or
have
less.
Is whatever you major on with your eyes, ears, and your mouth, or in other words, what you give attention to, will come up on you. If it's the Word, it'll come up on you. If it's unbelief, doubt, the world system, it'll come upon you. It will come. It is a law. Whatever you major on with your eyes, your ears, and say with your mouth, it's going to happen in your life.
Yeah.
You get to choose what you get to choose your future, in other words, by what you say.
Outstanding.
But now you to do that, eyes, ears, mouth, heart, you got to keep your eyes on the Word.
That's it. Stay focused.
Attend to the Word, the Scripture says. Amen?
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.